Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another broadcast of Hear No Evil. Now, today's topic, why are most men in the hood not taking care of their kids, has spawned great controversy on Facebook. A lot of men and women have written their opinions and stated some facts. And so I'd just like to clear up some important information. And one of the topics that was discussed was the issue of child support. Now, you know, many, many years ago, black men and women were strong pillars of the community. And some say we still are. The men worked hard back in the day, took care of their families, even though discrimination and segregation was in the forefront of our lives. Wars, crime, drug abuse created a serious problem in the urban and suburban and rural communities. Some men decided to leave home. Then there are some that work several jobs. Then there are some that want to play the field, even marry outside of their nationality. Why are the kids suffering? Let's discuss this. Why men do not take care of their kids in the hood. Please call us if you have an opinion at 347-989-0761. That would be 347-989-0761. Now, speaking of being unfaithful or having children outside of the marriage, I want to bring upon this. That just happens in the hood. This also happens in Hollywood, in the music industry. And Beyoncé Knowles, the fabulous singer, has a baby brother. Yes, it is official. Matthew Knowles had an affair which resulted in baby Nixon. Beyoncé has a new baby brother, officially. Paternity tests have proven that the diva's dad, Matthew Knowles, is indeed the father of his mistress's son, one-month-old Nixon. The baby mama has claimed that she and Knowles had an 18-month affair that resulted in the child's birth. And Matthew has hardly denied it. He's been paying court-ordered child support in the amount of $8,200 since February. Now, this is according to TMZ. Now, let's think about this. $8,200 a month for a one-month-old child. What is that going to cover? Child support has definitely been abused in this country. And a lot of men are suffering because of it, and a lot of females are suffering because of it. And it's a serious situation, but it should not be the end to the relationship. Now, child support, a lot of people aren't aware, can be good for the child, and it can be bad for the family. Let's talk about child support. Child support is a financial support provided by the non-custodial parent. Child support includes cash payments based on the parent's income and the needs of the child. Now, in the case of Matthew Knowles, why would a one-month-old child need $8,200? Evidently, there is going to be hell to pay at the end of the year because of this. We have health insurance for the child, which is medical support, payments for child care, and payments for reasonable health care costs that are not covered by health insurance. Now, family court officials support magistrates determine the amount of child support the non-custodial parent will pay. Under New York State law, parents are responsible for supporting their child until the child is 21 years old. Every child is entitled to financial and emotional support from both parents. This is true even if the child's parents do not live together and were never married. If you are the parent of a child, New York law says you are responsible for the financial support of that child until the child is 21, even if you have never lived with the child or do not live with the child now. If the child does not live with you, you will have to make child support payments to the other parent or to the person who is taking care of the child. This support should start the day your child is born. Now, we have something called the Child Support Enforcement Program, in which in every state in the United States, there is a child support enforcement. It's called the CSE, and many foreign countries also have this. The CSC program began in 1975 when Congress passed Title 4D of the Social Security Act. Title 4-D required every state to establish and maintain statewide child support enforcement laws, provide procedures to establish paternity, and to obtain court orders for child support, collect and distribute child support payments, and enforce child support orders when payments are not made. In New York State, child support enforcement services are provided by Child Support Enforcement Units, the CSEU, and Support Collection Units, the SCU, in every country and every county in New York. Excuse me. Now, when can you apply for child support services? Any parent, guardian, or caretaker of a child who needs support can to apply for child support services. Also, anyone who applies for temporary or safety net assistance automatically receives child support. There are some issues, such as custody and visitation, that only the court can decide. Now, you may ask, as a male, am I the legal father of my child? Even though you and your child's mother know that you are the father of your child, unless you and the mother are married, you are not the legal father of your child. That means that unless you do certain things, you will not be the legal father of the child. And we have a caller. Thank you for calling in to Hear No Evil. Our topic this evening are why are most men in the hood not taking care of their kids?
Hello.
Hi, welcome to Hear No Evil.
Hi, Pauline. This is Kim Akazi calling.
Hi, Kim. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm fine. Listen, we are here talking about the subject of child support, and we have asked callers to call in regards to tonight's topic, which is why are most men in the hood not taking care of their kids? Would you like to comment on that?
Well, yes, I too have gone through the whole child support system, and there are a lot of men that just are not taking care of their children today. And however, at the same time, there are a lot of men who do, and on the other side of that coin, there are a lot of women who are abusing that child support. So it's a very controversial subject, but I really believe that the men really have to step up and not only take care of their children financially, they need to be there for these children. They really, really need their fathers.
Exactly. And that's not just for the men, but for the girls and the guys too. Because a lot of times people say that, oh, a man needs a man in his life. But the females also need that, to know what to expect from men and what not to expect from men. But what do you say to a female or a male who has a deadbeat dad and they're not doing anything, they're abusive, or they have issues, mental or social issues themselves, some question whether they should be in the child's life also. So it's two sides to every coin, but you are 100% right. Now, what do you think stems from this epidemic that has taken place? As of the last 25, 30 years, you've seen an influx of single-parent homes, and a lot of people don't focus on getting married the way they used to do. Divorces are at an alarming rate. What is attributing to this fact? What, in your opinion?
Well, a lot of things, but I think the most important thing is there's no example anymore. A lot of kids growing up do not have good examples, and even single parents who are trying their best to do what they can to support their children are so busy working, they don't. I went through this. I mean, I was a single parent for many, many years, and I did without the child support because it was more of a hassle to try to get the couple of bucks than I could get out of his father. And it wasn't worth the hassle. I did it on my own. But the big thing is I was always there for my son, still am, and just talking to him. And as a woman who didn't have my father in my life and who was an abusive and alcoholic father, you know, there's a reason they say daddy's little girl, because that affects you. And even now, I'm going to be 45, and it still bothers me that I don't have a dad that I could rely on. If not financially, if you can't be there financially, at least be there emotionally and support,
because
it just continues, and people cannot break the cycle. Now, I know dads that have been wonderful fathers and have raised their children without the mother. So it really goes both ways.
Exactly. So do you think it's social reasons or unemployment or morale, or like you said, drug abuse does play a factor? But then again, you know, you have a lot of families that come to this country that are from other places that have drug abuse in their life, and they still step up to the plate. We have another caller. We have another caller that has called in. Welcome to Hear No Evil. Would you like to speak on today's topic? Welcome to Hear No Evil. The topic of the evening is, why are most men in the hood not taking care of their kids?
Hello?
Yes.
Wow, I thought I was just listening.
Oh, hi. Would you like to make a comment?
I need to listen a little bit more. I apologize.
Well, you don't have to hang up. You are on the line with Miss Kim, and I'm Darlene Lewis. And who are you?
My name is Phil Capone.
Hi, Phil. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Darlene? How are you, Kim?
Hi, Phil. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Phil, well, the topic tonight, and I'm glad a male has called in, is why are most men in the hood not taking care of their kids? Now, from a male point of view, and I know this may seem like we're coming down on all men, but we're not. But, and you may not even be in the hood. So let's just say in general, what do you think is the reason for this problem?
I think the reason for the problem is a lack of male role models for these, not just the young men, but the older men as well. I think a lot of our men today are more followers than leaders. They don't come from environments where they're taught to put the family first, the wife, the kids, and make the sacrifices in order that they're provided for. And they're so busy trying to play video games and follow the next man that it's like the blind leading the blind. So I think that's what's a contributing factor.
Now, you made a statement. You said they're so busy trying to follow they're not leaders. When you say they're not leaders, what do you mean? Like, who are they following?
They're following, it's just like Earlier today, I made a posting on Facebook in regards to grown men as well as the young men walking with their pants sagging.
Yes.
You know? And there's different stories as to how that originated, but most of them do it just because that's what everybody's doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Wow.
It's silly.
Wow.
It's immature, but this is what they do.
And
it's a, go ahead, please. I'm sorry.
No, I heard Kim was about to make a statement.
Oh, I wasn't. I was just listening, but I do have a comment when he's done. Go ahead, Phil.
No, I'm done. Please, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say that especially, you know, it's everywhere. I don't want to just put everything down on the hood and everything, but, you know, when you live in an environment where there's a lot of people, you got to fit in or else they're just going to eat you alive. They're going to snap on you, and if you don't look the part and act the part. So a lot of people don't have not only the guts to stand out on their own. It's easier to follow the crowd. And like Phil said, there's no examples. A lot of these young men and older men grew up without a father, so there was nobody there to teach them. One of the main things I made sure my son learns is to respect women.
Exactly.
And respect his elders. And, you know, if a lot of kids don't learn from example and there aren't examples, so like Phil said, there's no fathers around, there's nobody to learn these things from. So they're just watching the guy next to them. And they didn't have a father around to come home, pay the bills, spend time with them, so that's what they do. You know, hey, I made a kid, now I'm going to go hang out, you know?
Well, you know, that's funny that you both harbored on the same thing as far as role models. But I just received some information that the entire senior class at a Chicago's only public all-male, all-African-American high school has been accepted to four-year colleges. Now, at last count, the 107 seniors had earned spots at 72 schools. Now, this is from Mayor Richard Daley and Rob Huberman, which shows me that anything is possible if you apply. Not only does parents have to play a great role in the lives of children, but the education system
yep.
has to play a great role. Sometimes they are the absent parents. I want to thank that last caller for calling in from a male point of view. It is very important that parents stay in tune to what's going on with their children. Now, you mentioned earlier, Kim, that a lot of parents are working. A lot of parents are working and not able to be there for their children. A lot of kids are raising themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And so in your case, Kim, you said that you were a single parent. Like,
mm-hmm.
what type of work did you do, and how does that affect your relationship with your child?
Oh, boy, I did a lot of work, different jobs, but I mostly did office management, accounts receivable. I mean, I even taught driving school, but every job that I got, I tried to make sure that it was never really late hours so I could be there to make sure I cooked dinner for my son and, you know, went over the homework. And you have to be involved in your children's lives, because if they don't have somebody there to know that they're being watched and cared after, they're just, you know, it's such a strong human emotion to be, to belong and, you know, to be loved and feel cared about. So
mm-hmm.
when you don't get that in the home,
okay.
you go and you seek that out wherever you can find it.
Exactly. Hence the gang movement. Which
yes, but
really
it's everything. It's women who, young girls who are going and, you know, being promiscuous out there just to get that love, even though it's, you know, most of the time it's not really love, but it's affection. It's somebody who's
fantasy.
Giving them some attention,
yes,
right?
Yes, yes. Call her the
So I think a lot of family members, I stepped up for my nieces and nephews, and I think if more family members could step up and help those single parents out there, hey, go over and play some ball, do something, take the kid to the park, just spend some time, be interested in their lives.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, my nephew, he used to talk to me about his video games. I had no idea what he was talking about, but I made it sound like it was the greatest thing in the world.
You know, in regards to the video games, which is another form of mind control, like television,
mm-hmm.
Television, as one of the hip-hop pioneers, Yoda, from the Zulu Nation calls it, television. If it's not an educational game, or if it's not a game that allows you to increase your mental stability, your mental and your social skills, then why are parents allowing so many of the kids to conform to this type of activity, which sometimes ends in violence? So a lot of things have to be changed in regards to what we bring around our children, what outside factors and cultures are feeding off of the innocent child, because all of these things are impressionable. We have another caller I see that has returned. Hello. Welcome to Hear No Evil.
Hi, this is Phil Capone. I got disconnected.
Oh, okay. Hi, Phil.
Hi, Phil. We missed you.
So we were speaking about this crazy topic of why men are not taking care of their kids. And what type of solutions, Phil, do you offer from a male point perspective?
Well, as was mentioned earlier, it would be good if some of the real men reach out and to the women without the father and the children without the male role models and extend themselves. But then even with that, you have to be careful, because with all of the pedophiles and so forth, you don't know exactly what you're getting, you know, when the guys reach out. So it's kind of a catch-22 situation. I was raised, I didn't have my father consistently in my life. However, I had a great role model, which is my brother-in-law, that raised me as a son. And one of the things he taught myself and my two nephews was, no matter what it takes, you always make sure that you provide for your family, and that does not mean illegal. And it also means that it's okay for us as men to have the nice cars and the nice clothes. But if we have that and our wives and our kids don't look right, then we're showing to the public that we're not a real man and we don't take care of our responsibilities. It's more important for our women and children to go out and look real good. Not to say it's not important for us, but they're a representation on how we care for our household. So we were taught that if need be, then we make those sacrifices, but we always make sure that our women and children are provided for.
Well, Phil, that sounds wonderful, and your role model definitely played a great part in your life. You sound like a very decent human being, and do you have children?
I have 3 girls.
Oh, my God.
Oh, boy.
Okay. So you know you have your hand. Well, now see.
You got your job cut out for you.
Perfect example. Now, how old are your children, if you don't mind us asking?
They are 17. One will be 17 in April. One will be 4 in April. And one just made 13 in January.
So you have double teens. And so you know what that means. That means that everything you did with and for your daughters, they will look for that most of the time in the men that come in their lives.
Exactly. Exactly.
So that means.
And unfortunately, two of my daughters are actually out of state. However, even though they're out of state, I make sure that I maintain a very close and personal relationship with them,
mm-hmm.
and keep abreast of everything. So
my
even though, you know, they're far.
Mm-hmm. I said, you can do that. My son does that with his father.
Yeah. I mean, even though sometimes they're not right with you, it's still important to maintain good communication, and I still get the same respect as if we were living under the same roof.
Beautiful. Well, get prepared. And now the one that you said was 1 or 4, how old was
Yeah, the baby, yeah.
The baby. So
yeah.
You have a chance to do whatever, anything that you did not do right the first 2 times, you can do
mm-hmm.
right with the last one.
but listen, on the flip side of that, both of those girls, you know, I had, well, my oldest, she was with me until she was 7, 8 years old, and then, you know, for her mom's personal domestic reasons, she moved out of town.
Mm-hmm.
And the 13-year-old, she was conceived here in New York. And then, you know, She influenced by her family, moved to Florida, where she got married a few years ago. Mm-hmm. So, you know, but the thing is that even if the father's not hands-on, it's important the mother plays a role, since she's the key person between them, to make sure that they have a close personal relationship. Because eventually she does, they do get married, and they do find other spouses, you know, and that's okay. But it's still important that they don't look at the fathers as just a means of financial support.
Right.
That their influence over their child is very important as well.
That's right. And when you said financial support, see, a lot of women are under the impression that because they have a baby and they're not married to an individual, that the only thing that a man can provide is finances, which a lot of women have it twisted. And women that think like that normally come from broken homes, because, like you said, you need more than just finances to mold a child. You have to spend time with them. You have to talk to them. You have to give them confidence, and you have to give them some type of moral support so that they know how to make decisions in the future. And I want to thank both of you for calling in. Tonight's show will be only a half an hour because we are editing TV programs, but we want to thank you both for calling in. And please do call in every Thursday at 6:30 at 347-989-0761 to let us know what your opinions are. And we'd like to
end. Darling, thank you for what you do. I think you're a great woman.
Oh, no problem.
And Phil, you keep doing a good job. We need more dads like you around.
Yes, we do.
I'm trying.
Okay. And do call in next week, where we will have more time to talk and chit-chat about hot topics. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you, darling. Bye. Pleasure being here.
Thank you.
Bye-bye, darling.
The 3rd of September, that day I'll always remember. Yes, I will. 'Cause it was the day that my daddy died. I never got a chance to see him. Never heard nothing but bad things about him. Mama, I'm depending on you. Tell me the truth. Mama just hung her head and said, son, Papa was a lonely stone. Wherever he laid his hat was his home.
And when he died,
all he left was alone. Oh, Papa was a lonely stone, my son, yeah. Wherever he laid his hat was his home.
And when
what you say, that Papa never was a day in his life. And Mama, some bad talk going around town saying that Papa had 3 outside children and another wife. And that ain't right. Heard some talk about Papa doing some storefront preaching, talking about saving souls and all the time leeching.
Mama looked up with a tear in her eye and said,